So changes coming to reality television. Love Island in the UK are going to be dressing contestants in secondhand clothes from eBay. And the show attracted criticism in the past for having clothing sponsors who deal in basically fast fashion. And fast fashion is so last year. So is op shopping officially cool? Personal stylist Caitlin Taylor's back with us. Caitlin, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
How much of this is real and how much it's virtue signalling? You know, you say you're going to do it, but, you know, no one actually pays any attention to this.
Look, I think it, for someone like Love Island, and look, we secretly all love Love Island, so don't deny it, Mike. I think it's a really good step. It's a big show, so I think it actually is, but you've got to start somewhere. So the fact that they're actually making a stand and doing it, I think it's a great start, for
sure. Are there any clothes on Love Island anyway? I thought they were all naked.
Do you know what? I did have that thought last night. They do wear swimmers a lot, and secondhand swimmers. But, you know, secondhand clothes, absolutely. But the other thing they are doing is they're allowed to wear their own clothes. So if you can bring your own togs along, great.
Where are you at in terms of, so secondhand, there's an industry in this now generally, isn't there, sort of repurposed or whatever they call it, and you can get access to labels at comparatively cheap prices. Is this a big thing?
Oh, look, I think this is huge. Look, in my eyes, secondhand has always been cool, but the fact that Love Island are doing it is great. The good thing about secondhand is there's three major advantages. It makes things more affordable. You can get designer labels at a price that you probably couldn't pay full price. You can get them much more affordably. It's much more sustainable. So obviously we're wearing clothes that are already in circulation. So there's not that constant demand for new products. And it's unique. You can make your style your own. You're not following what everybody else is doing because it's the only thing available. You can really, which I know you love, Mike, you can really dress to your own sense of style.
Is it sustainable for business, though? Because if you're making fewer clothes and you're spreading your seasons out, you're not making the money you once were.
Look, I think it comes down to value for money. So you can absolutely still produce new clothes, but maybe look at making things that have a higher quality and that will last longer. And then obviously you can charge a little bit more. So it's just maybe shifting their business model a little bit to make things a little bit more, you know, value for money, good quality that will last, that people are willing to pay more for them.
Is this led by young people? This is the future? This is what they will do and grow up doing?
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing it so much on social media. And obviously social media is a massive driver of this. But I think the young kids now recognise the value in secondhand. And again, because they can be unique, they're worried about the planet, there's that sustainable element to it. So it's a no-brainer for young kids. So I think us oldies should jump on board as well and follow.
Fantastic. Always good to have you on the program, Caitlin. Appreciate it very much. Caitlin Taylor, who's a personal stylist.